Amen, indeed. Amen. Thank God for his mercy. And I want to encourage you guys just to take out your Bibles, if you guys would. Go over to the book of Hebrews chapter 10. And we are excited as we kind of finish up this little mini series that gets us started for the new year, just thinking about how we can better grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And one of God's mercies is to give us, honestly, this gift of spiritual disciplines, the practices that help us strengthen us for the journey. And I want to just continue today. We're going to move right on down into our slides. I just want to have a quick word of prayer just to kind of settle our hearts. So before we move to the next slide, let's just pray. Father God, thank you for your word. Thank you, dear God, for your people. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord, that works in us, Lord, that does things that, Father, would be impossible humanly. But, Lord, as we partner with your power and your spirit, Lord, you're changing us into the image of Jesus. And we ask, Lord, that you would do that even today. Father, as we approach these disciplines, Lord, we have all types of emotions and feelings. And I want to pray, Lord, that you would just give us some ability today to apply these things into our lives, Lord, that we might really grow closer to you, that we might enjoy your presence more, that we might change, that we might indeed be more like little Christ in the world that we live in. And Lord, I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. So we are going to slide right on down as we dig in, and Dow just take us right over to the next slide. And what I want to focus us on this morning as we kind of deal with this is, we want to kind of put this whole picture together of these 11 spiritual disciplines that if we practice them will really help us to grow, will help us to become more like Christ. And the pictures that are there on the screen are a good example of pulling it all together. And that this is actually at our Thanksgiving time and our Christmas time. We got so much stuff into the church by way of food items. You kind of wonder, how do we get from this just delivery after delivery of stuff that we don't even expect? How does it all end up in the upper right-hand corner in those boxes the way it should? And the challenge is pulling it all together. How do we do that? And I want to share with you today, that's kind of the challenge of these spiritual disciplines. You know, 11 things isn't a great number, but how do we pull these things together? How do we apply them in our lives? And I want to share with you as we begin this morning, I know many of you are kind of going, wow, this is just overwhelming. My life is so busy. It's so crazy. It's so challenging. What do we do? And I want to share, and we're going to move down to our eternal truth this morning. And we have some help today in sharing that and breaking that down. So I'm just going to ask Dow to advance to the next slide. And I want to look at our eternal truth this morning. And the eternal truth I want you guys to get a hold of is the one that we began with. Greater engagement with God results in greater spiritual fitness. And I don't know about you, but I'm feeling like I need every bit of spiritual fitness that I can get to deal with life, to bring glory to God, and to live the way that I should. And the point I want you to take home with you today is the intentional practice of these spiritual disciplines and the practices that go along with that. They just orient us toward God, and they allow his spirit and his grace to really work in us, you know, cultivating more of the spirit's qualities, which we so greatly need, that fruit of the spirit, and it just helps us on our spiritual journey. And I want to say this, and I want to say this, you know, five times today, we all would like to practice these disciplines, but I know how you feel. You know, you feel you're too busy, your life is too crazy. And I want to say the purpose of our time today, and by the way, the purpose of your brothers and your sisters in sharing some of the things that really work for them, it's not to make you feel guilty or make you feel bad, but it's to really give you some strategies and some ways to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because I know how it is. And, you know, even though I'm a Christian and I'm a pastor by profession, my life is crazy too. And it's not just crazy because of church, but it's crazy because of my own family, my own situation, our own issues with health and challenges. We all deal with those things. So we all need to draw near to God, you know, as the passage says, and we're going to talk about how we can do that. And I'm excited to have our brothers and our sisters share with that a little bit today. You'll see that in a minute. So I want to go down to the next slide there this morning. And as, you know, Dio is sharing this with us today online, and just appreciate our tech people and all the hard work that they do. Look what the author of Hebrews says. He says, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Christ," and you were commanded to go into his throne room, he says, "by a new and living way, which he consecrated to us through his veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, Jesus." Jesus is our high priest. He says, "Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." And I want to just encourage us, God wants us to draw near. And the challenge is all the forces of the day that we live in are trying to separate us. It works that way in our marriages too. Like, you know, we're trying to draw together and all the forces of nature are trying to spread us apart. And then he says these words, he says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our faith, of our hope without wavering, for he who promises is faithful." And that kind of that same challenge, we're supposed to hold this confession of our hope in Christ without wavering. But, you know, individually as lone Christians, we struggle and we need the body to kind of help pull us together. We need the word and we need the spirit of God and we need to commune with him. And I want to take us to this last part, and this kind of would tease up today. It says, "So let us consider one another." And the idea of that word consider is take a long gaze at your brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, whether we take a gaze at them on the Zoom screen today or we take a gaze at them when we see them in church, Lord willing, next Sunday. But our goal is to lift these brothers and these sisters up and then to stir up love and good works within them. When we come together, there's this power of fellowship that God's trying to get out and get us exhorting and encouraging each other. And that's why he says, don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as a manner of some is, but exhort, come alongside, encourage one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. And part of that exhortation is teaching and challenging and sharing hope and sharing what God has done in each of our lives. And we're going to get to do that this morning. So we want to slide down to the next slide very quickly today. And again, just kind of teeing this up. Remember what we're focusing on as we think about these disciplines, and God's called us to be a part of this. He's the one who's doing the work. He's the one who's changing us from the inside on out, but he needs our cooperation. And as we read these words, the first part in Romans chapter 8:28, we just see it says, "For whom he foreknew, he predestined us to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren," that we're going to follow after Christ and being Christ-like. And I just want to slide down to the next verse very quickly as well. One of the greatest things that we all need is the word of God. And I just so much appreciate this song. It says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them is great reward." The word of God is such an important thing. We need to engage, as we know, in our core disciplines with the word of God. And I want to slide down to our next slide and think about these core principles, these core disciplines that the Lord is looking to have us accomplish. And by the way, these are across the entire world. These are for every Christian. These are for every single believer in Christ. These are the things that keep us connected to God and each other. And there they are: engaging scripture, reading, studying, meditating, memorizing, sharing, practicing prayer constantly, personally, collectively, universally about all the issues of life, participating in corporate worship where we just humble ourselves, we praise God, and we give and we receive from and to each other. And it results in the body being edified or built up together. And what I want to share with you as we go down to our next slide is today we've gathered a whole bunch of your brothers and sisters today. And we want to allow you to kind of hear them and to think about what they're saying, what has worked in their lives as they seek to apply these spiritual disciplines on a regular and daily basis. So as we begin this morning, we're going to turn the screen over to our brother Stuart Boyer. And then we're going to profile him, and you guys can help me do that if you get him. And Stuart's going to share just a little bit about how God has worked in him as he has sought to apply this spiritual discipline and what are the techniques. And again, I want to just underscore for each of you, what we're looking to share today is just some of the tricks and techniques about how God is allowing your brothers and your sisters to really grow and apply these principles, even though their lives are really busy as well. So I hope that that will help you this morning. So Stuart, are you there today?
I'm here, Pastor.
There he is. And we want to profile Stuart. And Stuart, each of these guys, they're going to share about 2 minutes or so about what has worked for them. So we're looking forward to just hearing what the Lord has laid on Stuart's heart. And then we're going to pick up Nancy Long, and she's going to share right after him. So go ahead, Stuart. Share with us, my brother. Thanks so much.
All right. Good morning, Good News and First Baptist Church family. First of all, I would like to open up with Romans chapter 10, verse 17, which says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I've always, when I first became a Christian, I was always impressed going out visitation with some seasoned Christians on how they were able to skillfully respond to questions from people that we were visiting about the word, God, and the Bible. So not long after I became a Christian, I was at an evening service in my church where I got saved. And a young lady got up and gave a testimony in that evening service. And her testimony was about a challenge that our pastor at the time had challenged everyone, and members of the church, to read through the Bible in a year. And I wasn't part of that challenge. I wasn't there when the challenge was given. But her testimony impressed me so much that I had taken on that challenge and accepted it. Mentally. So I worked at my job. I would use about 1 hour. I had an hour lunch, and I would use 1 hour out of the day to read from my Bible. I basically finished reading the Bible through that year, and I committed going through the Bible every year from that point on afterwards as the Lord had given me strength. So in time, there were challenges for me to go through the Bible. One of the challenges was I took a job that was a 2-hour drive each way. So going, you know, getting up and working and driving for 4 hours a day, I knew that I was not going to be able to focus on the word when I was taking my lunch break. So what I did was I found and I bought the dramatized Bible on cassette or CD. And then I would use that. I would go leave early in the morning at around 4 o'clock in the morning, and I would use the dramatized Bible and listen to it on my way to work. It helped me to get through the Bible. If somebody may say, well, Stuart, maybe you could have had a car accident. Well, if anybody drives at 4 o'clock in the morning, you probably realize that there's not too many people out there at that time. So I didn't have to worry about traffic. I listened to the Bible. And if ever I started daydreaming during my drive, I would basically rewind the CD and go back to where I remembered that I left off at. So now I'm at this point, I'm primarily working at home. I basically walk every day at around 4 o'clock. If anybody drives around Bolingboro, you drive around Kennedy Way. You may see me walking around Kennedy Way and Levin Parkway during the day. What I did was I got the dramatized Bible app on my phone, and I would listen to the Bible as I walk, and I'd learn. And a lot of times there would be some things that the Lord would impress upon me as I'm walking and as I'm hearing the Bible. And I have two people that I would call and I would discuss those items, whether either I would ask questions or we would basically fellowship about them. One person is Pastor Gary. I would call him. He would sometimes he'd be busy, sometimes he would not be. But I would call Pastor Gary and I would say, Pastor, I listened to this portion of the Bible. What do you think about that? Or what about this? And Pastor Gary, him and I would have good discussions on the Bible as I would be walking or after I listened to the Bible. Another person that I would call, I have a friend who lives in Arlington, Virginia. He lived up in this area and he moved down to Arlington, Virginia. Almost day by day, I would call him and we would discuss things on the Bible. My commitment for going through the Bible, and I've gone through the Bible many a times. I'm not going to even say how many times I've gone through the Bible. But my commitment in going through the Bible, that has allowed the Lord to use me not only in fellowshipping with other Christians, but also in serving in our church. And I just want to thank you for allowing me to share that testimony. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Stuart. We appreciate that. So there's a technique that could help all of us as we maybe walk and read scripture or hear it on our phones. And at this time, we're going to turn it over to Nancy Long. And Nancy is another person who is just a faithful student of scripture. So we are going to add her online. And Nancy is going to share some things that have really worked in your life as you study God's word. So thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, everybody. It's my pleasure to join you. I miss everybody. Can't wait to get back to church and Sunday school. But I want to add to the announcement, it was not announced that the women's Sunday school class will be starting on the 6th of this next Sunday at 9:45. So all the ladies that come to Sunday school, I will be there. Pastor had asked me sometime last week what or how I've gotten through the difficult times in life or just this recent time with the COVID and everything. The last 2 years has been very difficult for everybody. Well, I must say that the pastor's preaching this past month has really been a big help to me for the fact that I was reminded where my focus should stay. I take notes on most Sundays. So on January the 2nd and all through the rest of the month so far, I have been really listening when Pastor said, we need to develop spiritual discipline in order to get through all the struggles that life hands us, and that we need growth, we need rest, we need solitude. Well, those were words of wisdom that I needed to hear again at this time. When Pastor said that we need to read, meditate, memorize, and study, well, he was right on the money for me, for that is what I do most mornings after my prayer time, after I've had my breakfast. Most people that know me know that I love to read. I enjoy studying the Old Testament, reading about the old heroes of our faith, because I like history. I also enjoy watching cowboy shows. I watch Judge Judy. And of course, I take care of my home. In my Bible reading, which I do every day, and it's a thoroughly big enjoyment to me, every day when I read, I like to dissect it, take it apart, think about it. So recently, I just read the book of Ecclesiastes, and everybody knows that in the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about that there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. Well, at the age that I'm at, that I am now, most of you know I'm an older woman now, that there's no denying that I have gone through many seasons of life and many purposes. And I am now in a beautiful season of life. For I have purposely, I've made a point. I didn't make a New Year's resolution because I've been working on this for 2 years. For I have purposely decided to work on myself, on my body by exercising and trying to eat healthier, and on my mindset, and not think about all those things that I have left behind. Like the Apostle Paul said, and what Apostle Paul did, not to focus on all those things. Press forward to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, leaving those things behind. I don't want to know who shot John or why and what Mary Sue did what she did. I don't want to know that. Instead, I've worked hard at keeping my mind on Philippians 4:8, where it tells me how to think. The word of God says think on things that are true, honest, just, pure, and lovely, on things that have a good report. Well, you know, that knocks most of the news media out of my thoughts. I listen to very little news. I don't like talk shows. I don't care to talk on the phone much anymore. Instead, I focus on and I enjoy the little things in life, such as watching the deer that come in our backyard. And we have a fox that comes to visit us every now and then. I like to watch him. I like to watch the squirrels run up and down the trees. I like looking out the window now with the snow. It's so beautiful and it's just quiet. It gives me such a sense of peace. I know, and you know also, we cannot buy peace. It is a gift from God. And it has kept my focus most of the time on the important things of life. This is how I go through most of my days. This is the way I live my life. It's not the way I've always lived my life. If I could tell you, I could write a whole book of all the struggles and hard times I've been through raising kids, grandchildren, great grandchildren. But at this time, this moment in life, God has given me the gift of being simple and peaceful in my life. And I am so grateful that I praise Him for that. I'm going to end my little talk or presentation now with Ecclesiastes 3:6. There's a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast out. To keep the word of God in my thoughts, that's what I'm going to keep, and in my heart, so that I can be obedient and cast out all that negative thing that comes my way so easily, because it's the world we live in now, the view of the world that you hear all the time that's all around us. So this is a conscientious decision that I'm working at. I don't know if I'm there where I should be yet, but I'm working on it. And I just thank the Lord for that. And I enjoy talking to you. I'm going to stop now because my time is up. Thank you.
Thank you, Nancy, so very much. We appreciate you. We're going to go over to Gordon Johnson now. Gordon's going to share a little bit, I believe, about prayer. So we're going to bring up Gordon. And again, practicing these core disciplines, we have a lot of us talking about those. So Gordon, just share a little bit with us. You know, Gordon said, he said, mine is really short, but I know it's going to be really profound. So Gordon, would you share with us, my brother?
Yeah, you're right on one thing. It's going to be short. Good morning, everybody. And there's really two things that keep me on track, my daily disciplines that keep me on track. And I underline daily in these. And the first one is prayer. At first, personal and corporate prayer are big things for me. And if God gives me everything I have, and from doing this, I should pray and thank Him for it also. And, all the blessings He has given me. Prayer is not only about asking for things that we want or need or that others want or need. You know, it's about everything in life that we do during the day. And Luke 18:1 says we should always pray. And that should be a constant. And also in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, it says we should pray without ceasing. And that means not only, when we're going to bed or when we wake up, it's all during the day kind of thing. And then Acts 1:14 says, with one accord pray. And this is corporate worship and corporate prayer also. And the Tuesday prayer meeting should be a must for all of us. You know, that part of corporate prayer where we all pray as one body. And that to me is very important. And that's what I have to say. That's it.
Thank you, Gordon. Thanks so much, my brother. Just prioritizing that prayer and that time even of praying together. So amen for that. We're going to have Gloria Meekin step up right now, and she's going to share a little bit too about practicing these core disciplines, especially the scripture. So Gloria, welcome.
Good morning, everyone. I have been focusing personally on prayer, and my goal has been to refine and be closer to the Lord, my personal Lord. And over the years, I've been praying, I've learned to pray anywhere and everywhere, and that has removed obstacles for me. If I were working, it would be the same way. I could pray anywhere. I could pray in my school or on my drive there or back. Personally, now I pray when I wake up, even before I open my eyes, I pray so that I don't jump out of bed and I'm distracted by all the things that are going to go on during the day. And that has been a practice that's been helpful to me. One of the other things I've done is to list the attributes of God so I can better praise Him. I wanted to praise to be part of it. And I add to that as I read. I read devotionals on prayers or listen. We look at technology and we can go to the Bible app and you can get small devotionals. And I look at the prayers. I look at, it's not the how-to necessarily, but to encourage me, the prayers that are there. I've joined a small prayer group and we share prayers by phone, but prayer requests. And so this is where the prayer anytime comes, because my phone dings and I look at it and it's my prayer group and they'll say, would you pray for this or would you pray for that? And so that means when I'm washing dishes, I stop or I stand at the sink and I pray. I can pray anywhere. And I know that God's word says that He hears me. And then I'm in a larger prayer group where women are in different parts of Pennsylvania, New York, and we get together and I hear these women praise God. And theirs is a ministry to me. So that I learn to praise God more. They don't just pray for what they want. They praise God for who He is, not for what He's done. So that's been an encouragement to me. And so I just thank the Lord at this particular time in our lives, with all the things that are going on in our world, to remember in Luke 1:18, it says, men ought always to pray and not faint. And that has definitely encouraged me, and I'm practicing that. And I just thank the Lord for giving me this time to learn and to refine and to walk closer with Him. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Gloria. We appreciate you just sharing that with us today about prayer and just how you do it in so many different places and so many different people. And we just praise God for that avenue. We're going to turn it over to Dennis Rothwell. And Dennis is also going to share a little bit about how he practices some of these disciplines as well. So Dennis, good morning, my brother.
Morning, everyone. You know, when Pastor first gave us this assignment, I thought, I don't have much to say. I'm always talking. And now when I listen to everybody else, I'm just impressed about the ways people or our church members use their skills. So thank you for all the speakers who came before me. I just hope I can live up to what you've already started. Pastor gave me an assignment for engaging scripture, which includes reading, studying, meditating, memorizing, and sharing, amongst other things. With our busy lives, Satan has a way of attacking us through our busyness. I tried to spend every day reading scripture. I love to study scripture because this helps me to get a better understanding of how to apply it to my life. I realize I am weak and I need the Lord's help in everything I do. And because of this, I don't get frustrated when I fall short. Truthfully, it is hard to talk about how to engage in scripture because we all must do it in a way that is going to work for you. I'm no expert in this field. I don't want you to think there is a right or wrong way to engage in studying scripture. We all must do it in a way that will help us better understand God's will for us. Because every scripture we read may have a different message for us depending on our level of understanding. We should give praise to the Lord for giving us more than enough information to help us understand his will for us. Like it says in Luke chapter 4, verse 21, today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing, which I interpret to mean it is fulfilled in your understanding. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Dennis, so much. We appreciate that. And again, I appreciate you saying that there's not a one size fits all to scripture study and engaging God in his word. So appreciate you sharing that. And at this time, we're going to turn it over to Teresa Kona. And Teresa is going to share a little bit about prayer. And we've just appreciated her joining us on our Tuesday night prayer meetings and just really praying in power. So Teresa, are you there? Looking for Teresa to pop up here, hang on. All right, we're not seeing Teresa at this moment, so we're gonna just pop over to Bob Whitmire and we'll find Teresa. So I know Bob is here and Bob is gonna share something with you guys that is a little bit different, but how he shares scripture. So we're gonna ask Bob to join us as he does that. So Bob, I know you're there. So just share a word with us about how you share scripture with others, even all around our world.
Bob needs to unmute himself.
Bob, can you unmute yourself there, my brother?
Here we go. And the screen says Gary Tom Sudden. I didn't change the screen because this is not my computer. It's Gary's. Good morning, all. I appreciate all of your previous comments. It really is an encouragement to me. 6 years ago, I was approached by Tom Decker to take over the church's Facebook page. At first, I was kind of overwhelmed with it, but then the Lord used me to share the gospel message on Facebook. Every morning, I get up at 5 a.m. because I have to leave for work at 6. So during that hour's time, I have to figure out what the Lord wants me to post. Sometimes I wake up in the morning and I say, Lord, what am I going to post today? What do you want me to post? You have to be open to the Holy Spirit. I've found over the years that when I read the scriptures, I have to remember that I'm not just supposed to read it, I'm supposed to practice it. Don't just read the scriptures, but do what it says. And I've really felt over the years that the Lord has guided me to share God's word in a way where he'll lead me. I feel as though the Lord wants me to share a particular thing. So I go out on BibleGateway.com. BibleGateway.com gives me a large supply of scripture. They have the Bible in 70 different versions in 100 languages. so I can share the Bible in any language on the planet. In fact, 2 weeks ago, I shared Bible verses on the Facebook page in Spanish. I copied scripture verses from Bible Gateway, and then I have three meme makers, three different kinds of meme makers that helps me to copy them and make photographs. I have photographs supply, mostly my own photographs, and I put Bible verses on there, and I share the Bible online. I know it reaches farther than you could ever imagine. You just would not imagine how far away some of the Bible verses that I send out reach. I have Facebook friends in Africa. I have Facebook friends in Kenya, Zimbabwe, Ghana, that not only read what I have to say, but comment on it, and we discuss the Bible. So I share it on the church's Facebook page. I share it on my page, and I share it also on Instagram. I get comments from Instagram quite often on Bible verses that are posted. I read the Bible, but I also, like Stuart, I listen to the Bible. I listen to the Bible. Bible Gateway has an audio Bible, Genesis to Revelation. I listen to it in the dramatic version, where it's just amazing. Right now I'm listening to Genesis, and I'm also listening to Matthew. And I've listened to the New Testament 4 times all the way through in the past 6 months. I'll tell you, when you listen to the Bible online, when you listen to it being dramatized, I retain so much more than you could imagine. I really have spent a lot of time also in prayer. When I'm on my way to work in the morning, I leave the house a little after 6 o'clock. When I'm on my way to work in the morning, I listen to the Bible about halfway. And then the other half of my trip, I spend praying, because I'm alone in the car. I have to drive. I only drive 12 miles to work, but I'm alone in the car during that time, and I'm able to focus my attention on the Lord, and the Lord focuses his attention on me. And so I know traffic is around me, people are crazy on the road, but I'm still able to focus my attention on the Lord, and He focuses His attention on me. So when I get to work, I drive a bus all day long. I have to handle elderly patients. I pick them up from their homes. I pick them up from nursing homes. I pick them up from apartment complexes. And I'm not afraid. I have no fear to share about God when I'm in the bus. It's taken away my fear of doing that, because I feel as though the Holy Spirit is working through me on what I've just listened to in the scriptures. I practice, I forget what the Bible verses is on here. I'm just putting it on here now. Let me just put it on here. I just had it. Psalm 19:14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. You know, I can read that over and over again. It doesn't do any good. But if I share it through my life, if I share and encourage people at work, God gave me a job to do, a very big job to do. And that was to share God's word every day, and to not only share it with my mouth, but to share it in my actions, you know, share the love of God in my actions. I've grown to love all the old people at the center. I've gotten to know quite a few of them, and when they have a problem and all, I have no problem sharing God's word with them. I have no problem at all. You know what? God takes away that fear. You don't have to be worried about being a Christian on the job. You don't have to worry about being a Christian outside of the house here or in the home, because the power of the Holy Spirit works through me from spending time with God. You have to spend time with God every day. If you don't spend time with God, you'll have no power in your life. Your life will be powerless. So I'm just, in all of this that I've said, and sharing God's word and spending time with God, it's not me. Bob Whitmire is not in the picture at all. It's the Holy Spirit, the working of God through my life and sharing what he has in his word and in my life. He works with you every day. So just remember all these things that the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to guide you, direct you, and give you peace. You know, there's no peace in this world whatsoever. And the only peace comes from having a relationship with Jesus Christ. So I just want to encourage everyone out here to spend time in God's word, pray every day, and practice what you've learned. Share it with somebody else. Okay, that's all I have to say. Is that enough?
Thank you, my brother. We appreciate that. So we are going to slide on down, dial in our slides to our next group of disciplines. Okay. And we're gonna move past that slide right away to our sharing by our group. So just go down. Remember, these practices are so important to make us able to get done what God wants us to do. And those practices are solitude and silence, getting the rest we need, fasting and humility and being teachable. So we are gonna turn it right over to Miss Anelda Charles to share a little bit about how she starts her day in order to bring those disciplines to bear. So Miss Anelda, good morning to you.
Good morning, church family. I would like to share about my personal spiritual discipline. And I do this to develop intimacy with the Almighty and to deepen my spiritual life. I have a romance with mornings. Mornings afford me opportunities to see and to taste the goodness of the Lord. On waking, my first activity is to turn on my back and look across the windows. I have Venetian blinds, which I never close tightly because I like to see the daylight streaming in so I can greet my day. When morning gilds the skies, my heart awaking cries, may Jesus Christ be praised. I thank God for the blessing of yet another day. My senses are intact. I thank God for preserving them. On getting out of bed, I say my daily morning key verse. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. A day hemmed in prayer is less likely to unravel. I purpose in my heart to embrace the freshness and newness of God's mercies as I head downstairs to have my breakfast, to do my reading, and to pray. I pray fervently, asking the Lord to guard the gates of my life. And that's my mind, the gates of my mind, my ears, and my mouth. I journal a lot, and journaling helps me to stay focused. I keep several journals, for example, my daily devotional journal, my joy journal, and a journal of letters to God. Sometimes I just sit still and allow myself time to experience his divine presence. I get intentionally serious about removing myself from the din and clamor of mundane conversations and activities so I can spend time with Jesus. I sing or recite songs and hymns that will convey my messages to him. But sometimes I would get one of my prayer partners or my accountability partner. So since iron sharpens iron, to keep me on track. And that's my morning thing. And do that as I go through the day. On retiring, I like to take a stroll down the corridors of my mind. I replay conversations and interactions I've had with people during the day, what I have said or done to them, or what they have said or done to me. And then I get into questioning myself. That's another activity. Did I engage my brain before my mouth got into gear? did I use the THINK acronym? Was it true? Was it thoughtful? Was it honest? Was I humble? Was it inspiring? Was it necessary? Was it nice? Or was it kind? And then I listened to my conscience as I asked these questions. And if my conscience says to me, you need to apologize or seek forgiveness, I do this subsequently, next day. I also ask God's forgiveness for any thought or action that did not glorify him. And you know, that's a necessary thing I have to do every night. And the next thing, on waking up during the night, I meditate on the attributes of God. And that I do that by doing what I call my God alphabet. I go through A to Z. That is, for example, he's almighty. He is benevolent. He is my comforter. He's my creator. Or I go through the names of God. He's Jehovah Shammah, my ever-present God. And I can go on and on with that. I try not to count the sheep. And that's with all the problems that are taking place in my life or in the world or whatever. But I talk to the shepherd instead. And this is how I really go through my day. And as we all know, life doesn't send out a memo to tell us what will happen next, because the day can go haywire. But I make it my business every day to spend some time with the Lord and in his word. And I just don't want to glibly say it is well with my soul, but sometimes I stop and ask myself, is it well with your soul? So, church, I'm just asking you to keep me in your prayers, that I would continue to walk in the peace and presence of the Lord. And pray for me, and I'll be praying for you too. God bless you. Thank you for allowing me this time to share.
Thanks, Anelda. We appreciate that. We're going to turn it over to Pastor Ansu. We're going to talk a little bit about fasting. So Pastor Ansu, we're going to bring you right up. We're going to remove that spotlight.
Good afternoon, everyone. And I want to thank God again for another opportunity. First of all, I want to thank First Baptist Church family that was there for my family when the entire family caught COVID, and while I was 2,000 miles plus across the world. I thank you so much for your support and all that you've done for my family. Your prayers and material wise, I said thank you, and God continue to bless you. And Pastor Gary kind of confronted me on this because I've been going along with him, even though I was in Africa, the series on the core spiritual living and whatever. So I've been going through it. So when he told me, and it just happens that when he asked me about fasting, and I'm like, okay, good news is going through a 21-day fast, and today happens to be the last day of the fast. He said, oh, damn, that would be great. Probably you can talk about that. But apart from that, fasting as one of spiritual discipline, I experienced that in my life growing up as a young Christian. And that had actually helped me to grow spiritually in my walk with God. Because, I mean, there are times you need to spend time with God. Like, fasting is like you turning the volume of a knob on your flesh, and then you turning up the volume of the spirit man in you to have the authority, to have that clarity, to have that closeness with God. And frankly speaking, that helped me. I give a joke when I back home in Liberia, I was in the church, and I joined the evangelism department, and we were having the time of fast and prayer for 3 days. And it was a dry fast without eating anything until on the third day, we're going to meet at the church and pray and break. And man, I'm telling you, the first day wasn't easy, it was tough. And the second day, what happened when I came from out, I came home, and by the time I opened the door, the nice dinner hit my face. It had chicken, it had all the food in the house. And yeah, am I going through 3-day fasting prayer? I'm struggling, trying to get through. And a lot of food in the house, and I was like, Lord, help me to overcome this. I don't want to be the cause of this, to support my fasting, to support. But what actually helped me through is I have companion folks that we used to do that together, one or two person who was like, okay, we're doing this. And they helped me. Like I had one of my mentors, he used to help me along. He said, oh, I'm taking a 2-day fast. Let's join me and let's do that. And that kind of helped build me up in my spiritual world. We spent time together fasting. And that kind of grew with me, even today in my ministry and what I do sometimes with my job, with the church, my family, work, I'm in school, all the things busy. But I thank God for the partner God gave me, my wife, because we have a time that, regardless of our busy schedule, we must spend time in fasting and praying. Apart from what we do with the church, apart from what we do with other, but we have that time as a family. And that helped me. And some folks will say, you know, I have illnesses and on medication and what have you. Start little by little as an encouragement. Listen, you can do a half day fasting and praying. Just the idea is God is looking at your heart. He's not looking at if you're doing it 20 days or 10 days or 15 days, but he looks at your heart and understands deeply where he reads in there and sees that you are pouring all your heart to him. You want that closeness with him. That's what God is looking at. He's not looking at how long you're going to do it, but he's looking at how close are you going to get, forgetting every other thing. You see, in the book of Mark chapter 9, verse 29, the disciples could not heal this child that had the evil spirit when it comes upon him. And Jesus told them, after Jesus came, Jesus healed, and they met Jesus in the closed room and said, how can we do this? How can we cast out? How can we heal? And Jesus said, such cannot be done only by fasting and praying. And even our Lord Jesus, when he started for his ministry, he went into the wilderness where he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, presenting himself, preparing for this spiritual battle that he was going to face. And for us as Christians, that's one of the era of spiritual discipline where we can grow, get closer to God. And with our church, a couple of members started this 21-day Daniel fast, and we saw it as something great, and we all embrace it, and it has begun the church thing that every year, the first month in the year, we go through our 21-day fast and pray to help us just grow and have that personal time with God. It's like you have your personal time with your family, you have your personal time with your friend, but how many of us have that personal time with God? Where you say, God, no food, no cell phone, no water, this. I'm spending that time with you. I want to know you better. Because many of us don't know God. We just read about him and learn from the scripture. But we need that personal time that we will interact. And one of this area is fasting. And that can help us. We can go on and on and explain. But I just want to say how much fasting have help my walk, even in my ministry, in my life spiritually, where I am today. Fasting is one of the spiritual discipline that really helped me. And I want to share that with you all today. Thank you.
Thanks, Pastor Anson. We appreciate that. We're going to kind of segue to Gloria Aletta Boson. So Gloria, if you'd pop on there as well. And we'll talk more about these disciplines like fasting, even in Nehemiah. We're going to be covering that coming up in the days ahead as we just combine that with prayer. But we praise God for that. So we're going to remove the spotlight from Pastor Ansu. And Gloria, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So we're going to spotlight you and give us a little sharing about how God works in you as you pray and fast as well.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Good afternoon, church family. I thank God for the opportunity that you have given me. And I praise God for everything that he's doing. Just to buttress on what Pastor Ansu said about fasting and prayer. And the Bible said in the book of Matthew 17, 21, and the account of while Jesus was healing this boy, the disciples, they couldn't heal him. And they are asking, why is it that we can't do this? So fasting helps us to have this supernatural strength beside what we have. Womanly, it's impossible, but with fasting, is waiting on the Lord, letting the Holy Spirit to work in us. I've been doing a 21-day fast for like 3 years. This year is my 3 years, and it's been so great, you know, meaning that it helped me to be bold, you know, serving God, being not fearful, just giving myself to God in prayer and fasting. Moreover, you know, I tend to fast every Friday to ensure that I'm still connected with them, because it just helped me to be bold in him, studying the word, studying the scripture. I'm talking about studying this scripture. I pay more attention, taking note to the promises of God in the word. I just don't read just for understanding, but taking note. And that's where I drive my prayer from, the Holy Spirit, through the power of the Holy Spirit, helping me to drive the prayer, you know, in order to pray unto him. Because when the prayer doesn't have a focus, if you just pray, oh, God, give me food, God, give me clothes, that's not what God wants from us. He wants us to deeply be rooted in him, deeply being able to use the scripture in order to fulfill the purpose of God in us. You know, I jot down the prayer points, and then I will pray with that, like Psalm 25. He said, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. And my prayer on that, I will say, Lord, show me your secret. I want to know what your secret is. Help me, and help me to fear you so that you will help me. He said, the righteous shall be bold like lion. You know, guess what? You know, we are not right because of what we are doing. We are right because of Jesus Christ. You know, and that's where my prayer will be driven to, saying that, Lord, make me bold as lion, because I'm right with you because of Christ Jesus. And doing my prayers and Bible study, before I get out of bed, I must study the word. You know, I'll open my Bible, study it, even going to the bathroom, I take the word with me because I'm busy. If you say you are busy, yes, I'm number one busy woman. You know, I'm going to work, and I will just read the scripture right there, you know, jot some things down from my devotional, from the YouVersion devotional, you know, even the Daily Bread. And the word for you today is also excellent. You know, without the word in our lives, we cannot, I can be who I am today, and worshiping through prayer. And thank God for COVID. I'm saying thanking God, because when I wear my mask, I do a lot of prayers, because that's when you can even sing praises to that Lord. You cannot just say, oh, you know, I don't have time, you know, I'm too busy. When you're walking in the store, you know, in the path of the supermarket, you can pray, you can sing praises to him. Nobody will hear you. And it has to be a lifestyle. I choose to make it my lifestyle, not just, you know, at certain time of the day, you know, serving God throughout the day. You know, as I approach my friends, as I approach people at the store, at the where I work, I make it as part of my lifestyle. And I hope that God will help us in order to deal with this spiritual or our discipline as we move along this year. In Jesus' name, thank you.
Amen, amen. So we want to appreciate you guys, and thank you for sharing with us. And you guys not only cause us to question how we do these things, but also, you know, getting more specifics on how to pray and fast, and to sort of combine that we discipline our flesh to follow after God. I'm going to ask Dial to advance our slide. And I just want to encourage you, and as we stop and just think about this, the purpose of our day today was really to allow each of our brothers and sisters in Christ to stir up love and good works within all of us. And I want to encourage you today, you heard from a number of our folks, and they're great resources. And I want to ask you to reach out to them to find out, you know, maybe some of the things that they've learned and how they do what they do. What are some of the great resources you heard about? The YouVersion, Daily Bread, walking, listening, all those kinds of things. I want to encourage you to reach out. Our body of Christ at First Baptist Church and Good News Baptist Church is just a body of great resources. So I want to encourage you to reach out to them. I know that it's getting late, and we have three other ladies who are going to share a little bit about the power of fellowship and the power of serving. And we don't want to cut them short. So we're actually going to allow them to do that a week from now. We want to respect everyone's time. I know the day is getting on and some of you are headed to work or other places, but we're going to allow Carol and Barbara and Pam to share with us in the week ahead as we begin our study of Nehemiah as well. And I just want to take this time to go down to the very last slide, Dial, if you would, for me today. And we'll keep on going through that. I just want to challenge all of you this afternoon or this morning as we think about this is, now what? You know, we've heard about these 11 spiritual disciplines. I want to just ask the question, well, what ones will you start now? And then, you know, we have so many people get on today and just share, who could help me to do that? And you heard from a lot of our folks, and then there's many, many others who could share as well. Who could I share this with? Like, maybe I've learned something. Who can I tell to just strengthen the body as well? And I just want to leave you with this thought, you know, the body of Christ, there is just so much power in fellowship, so much. And the body, as we share together with each other, we just strengthen each other up. We had one other lady that just impresses me so much. She's doing this at prayer. And I mentioned her, Teresa Kona. And she just prays with so much power. And we're going to have her share a little bit about that coming up too. She had some technical difficulties. So we look forward to hearing from her next week as well. So I just want to encourage you, church family, let's put into practice some of those things that we've learned. Let's improve on others that we wrestle with. And I want to just encourage you to, let's just really keep growing in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We look forward to next week as we're going to begin a study of Nehemiah about rebuilding. And it's going to take us to do all of those things to really build up the body of Christ right here in Wilmingboro, New Jersey. So let's just close with a word of prayer. Father God, I want to thank you, Lord, for this day. I want to thank you for each of our dear folks who just shared passionately, Lord, about how you're working in and through them. I want to thank you, Lord, for the four people, Lord, that are still to come. And I want to ask, Lord, that you would just allow us to be able to tap into what they've learned as well and how they're applying these principles daily in their lives. Father, I just want to ask that you would grow us, Lord, in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us this week in our struggles and all the things that are going on in our lives. Lord, we just ask for your help now and your strength. Father, we look forward to moving ahead, Lord, as the body empowered, Lord, by your spirit, taught by your word, and strengthened, dear God, in our faith. And Lord, we just want to ask these things now in Jesus' name. Amen.